blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
This is Randy Russell sitting in for my good friend Jack Block. Over the past several months, Washington has been consumed with negotiations over a new infrastructure package. The White House proposed a $2.3 trillion package. Senate Republicans countered with a package totaling about $1 trillion. The difficulty of negotiating an infrastructure package reflects not just politics, but also major policy differences. In a Congress which is the most evenly divided in our nation's history, passing any legislation is a steep uphill climb. But more problematic are the deep policy differences between how Democrats and Republicans define infrastructure and how they propose to pay for it. Democrats are pushing for infrastructure to include not just roads, bridges, ports, and rural broadband, but also expansion of social programs under the guise of human infrastructure. Republicans are focused on more traditional infrastructure. But bigger differences exist when it comes to how you pay for infrastructure. The White House wants to raise corporate and capital gains taxes. Meanwhile, Republicans want to protect the Trump tax cuts of 2017 and are looking to use unspent COVID assistance funds as a principal pay for. There are also growing discussions of raising the federal gas tax by indexing it to inflation. Now, the current 18.4 cent per gallon federal excise tax hasn't been raised since the fall of 1993. While raising the gas tax can be considered a user fee, it disproportionately impacts rural Americans who must travel greater distances for work, school, and basic services. However, of greater concern to agriculture in rural America is the proposal to tax the transfer of farm assets to the next generation of family farmers. These proposals include eliminating the stepped-up basis, increasing capital gains taxes for family farms, and eliminating 1031 land exchanges. Texas A&M's Agriculture and Food Policy Center recently completed an analysis of these estate tax proposals. The net result, 92 of their 94 representative farms would be incurring an average increase in their tax liability of $1.43 million per farm. Those of us in agriculture know the importance of reinvesting in our basic infrastructure, roads, bridges, ports, and rural broadband. This is the backbone of our future competitiveness. But we also know Washington policymakers often talk about protecting family farms and rural businesses. I can think of no greater assault on the preservation of family farms and ranches than to significantly raise taxes on the transfer of farm assets to the next generation. You can't talk about and promoting family farms and then support these ill-conceived estate tax changes. This is Randy Russell sitting in for Jack Block in Washington.